Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on Monday. And I'm already having a great Monday because I started things off with Shelley Johnson, one of my favorites from Island Times. And now, one of my favorites, Malcolm Ballinger, is here with Ballinger Publishing.
Good morning.
I'm having a stellar day so far.
Well, I don't know if I am. I've got to follow Shelley. That's a tough act to follow.
Absolutely, yeah. Buddy. I told him, I said, you better be on your toes today, bud. Yeah, it was exciting talking about the Kids and Critters Parade. If you've never been, Malcolm, this is such a cute event.
Did you get to go? It was a few years ago.
Oh, yeah, they've been doing
it a long time.
It was
lots of fun.
Oh, so cute. Especially when you see little kids, toddlers with their dog in a wagon. Yeah. Decorated for Mardi Gras, cutest thing ever.
I'm not at all sure the dogs were real happy sometimes, but
I don't know. I think they enjoy the attention. I don't know. I could be wrong. But you've been doing so much in the community as well with Ballinger Publishing and all the different publications that you have. Mm. And I rely on Island Times and Downtown Crowd keep me up to date on everything that's happening. Pensacola Magazine, all of that good stuff.
Thursday.
Yes, sir.
I was at a very interesting place.
Where'd you go?
American Magic.
Oh, I wish I could have gone.
Oh, that place is awesome.
That's an overused expression,
but it truly is awesome. Huge.
Yeah.
And it's going to have a significant impact on not only downtown, but obviously Pensacola.
It's very exciting. And yes. I think for me, I'll tell you the truth. I know a little bit about yachting. I've heard about the America's Cup, that kind of stuff. I've paid attention to it. I did some sailing when I was younger. But it's sort of it's almost intimidating. It's a whole nother world that is now here in Pensacola. I mean, this is going to change everything, really, in so many different ways, right?
And they made an announcement that I think it's called the GT races.
Right, it's a whole other group. A whole group, right?
They have like 14 of these high-speed boats.
Yeah.
I'm not a sailor. I don't understand all of this. But they're headquartered here in Pensacola. So
they're moving their headquarters here to be close to American Magic.
And
which is amazing.
The gentleman that runs it is a Brit, so I suppose I should have something in common with him. Maybe I was one of the few in the place that truly understood him.
Oh, that's funny.
No, I saw him
on TV. He did pretty well. Who's talking about it?
Yeah, I kid. He did a great job. But more importantly, it's going to have a significant economic impact.
Oh, no question.
Yes.
And they were already talking about the jobs that they're going to have available and some of the high-end jobs, it sounds like, which will be great. And events that are going to bring in tourism. I mean, it really is going to be profound.
Yes. Yes.
And fun.
Yes.
Well,
it's going to draw so much attention to Pensacola.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be great.
Yeah.
So I guess we're going to have to take up sailing. I mean, I used to do it, but I haven't done it in a long time. I'm ready to take it up again. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Seasickness is a little bit of an issue.
I'm very lucky that way. I do not have that at all.
No.
Not even a little bit.
You are very lucky.
Yes, I am. I was on a boat one time fishing when everyone on the boat got sick except for me. So they didn't appreciate it when I whipped out my tuna sandwich for lunch.
Probably not.
Sorry, a little side tail there. But anyway, that's a whole other story.
Yes.
So this is very exciting. So you got a chance to see the facility?
Yes, I did. And I don't know how big the building is, but it seemed like it was a couple of football fields. I mean, it's huge.
So it's a huge warehouse, so to speak, or bigger than the
warehouse. Yes, and very tall. I don't know how, maybe 50 feet.
Well, they would have to be able to get the boats. Yeah.
It's just impressive. I don't know what else to say about it other than it's extremely impressive. And this is a great win for Pensacola.
Well, I need to get some of the folks from there on the show. I think that would be really fun to have them here.
I've had the privilege of meeting several of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they are just great.
Yeah.
They're fun-loving guys.
Yeah. Just,
you know.
What a life.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind that life, sailing around the world and being in sailing races. That can't be too bad, right?
No. And, yeah, they just enjoy life and enjoy what they do.
And hats off to our Pensacola Yacht Club, who was integral in bringing them here and all the folks involved with that. I had them speak at
our— My friend Tom Pace is very—
Tom spoke at our one of our chamber breakfasts out on the beach.
And Collier Merrill, we mustn't forget. And Collier, he's been very instrumental. But there's been so many people that have been instrumental in bringing this.
It's very exciting. Very exciting. And I think they have a website now, a website page, American Magic Pensacola, I believe. And you can go check things out there. And we'll be keeping you posted, too, when we hear of events that'll be open to the public. And it'll be amazing just to see them out there practicing.
Yes.
For free. Just watch them practice in the bay. Yeah. That'll be something else. Be exciting.
They're just so impressive. Those foil boats that raced.
Oh, yeah.
I saw one of them on a truck. I would say a trucker, huge trailer.
Mm-hmm.
The things are so big and so impressive.
Oh, it's just, yeah. And the design. I mean, this is high-tech stuff, these guys.
Yeah. It's amazing how this just like a fin. I don't know the term. That's sort of underwater supporting the thing. It's incredible technology.
The aerodynamics that's involved now. This is not your grandfather's sailboat. Put it that way.
Apparently the technology... is being used for aircraft, etc. Because of the aerodynamics. They are extremely, they've got some very, very smart people.
Very interesting. Okay, well, that's exciting. So that was one exciting thing you did already to kick off the new year.
Yes.
And so did you go, we've got the opera coming in after you're here this morning to talk about the upcoming season.
Yes, Cody's in, the first production, and I want everybody to remember this because it may be, to your advantage a little later in the show.
Mm-hmm.
The first opera that they are performing this year is La Traviata.
And that's one of my favorites.
One of mine too.
Yes, it's incredible. Yes. Go ahead, you do talk.
Well, I was trying hard not to give too much away, but just remember, La Traviata.
It's very, it's a beautiful opera, beautiful and music. And you'll recognize a lot of the music. That's the fun thing about when I go to the opera. I'm not, well-versed in the arias and which one is with which opera, but I'll go to an opera and I go, oh, I know that music. I've heard that before.
Yes.
You'll hear it as background music in movies and feature films, or you'll hear it at a concert or you'll hear the music. You know this music. It's so much a part of our lives.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So much opera is played in movies, commercials, all kinds of things. And people say, well, that's really, you know, great music. They just don't know that it's opera.
Mm-hmm. And there's a story in each opera. And so you have a beginning, middle, and end. Mm. Typically, they're not very upbeat endings. Mm. They're kind of known for that.
Am I giving too much away if I say somebody dies?
No, because that's pretty much a given.
Time.
I know, it's a given, really, and just about
it
all
is
of
a given.
Them. So, but yeah, it's going to be, and we'll be talking more about it coming up in just a few minutes. So.
Yes.
But you're a big supporter of the opera, I know.
Yes, I opera has always been my first love in music.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I often sit down at home and play parts of operas or sometimes full opera.
Oh, I love
most
it.
Of them, you know, a couple of hours, so you need it 2 hours. But I personally find the music so relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
Takes me to another place. I get involved in the music.
That's nice.
It's my way of relieving tension, I guess.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Stress and all those other bad things that we pile on ourselves.
Yeah, we're talking with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. If you've got a question for Malcolm or a comment maybe about opera or the American Magic or one of his publications or something coming up, please text it in at 850-437-1620. I understand that we may have some ice hockey tickets to give away this morning too.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to come back and we'll do that in just a couple minutes. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing on Pep Talk. It's Monday morning, and that means it's Pep Talk with Malcolm Ballinger, Ballinger Publishing, talking about the exciting things that are happening here in Pensacola. America's Magic is coming. We've got the opera that's happening. This is coming up soon. And what else is on your plate, sir?
Well, I also went to the symphony on Saturday.
Oh, did you? I wanted to go. How was it?
It was great. The William Tell Overture was. And everybody knows that one. I think it wasn't it the theme music to The Lone Ranger?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So,
but anyway, everybody knows
that. How does
that.
It go?
I'm not.
Give it a shot. Come on.
No, no.
Am I right? Is that the
right
part?
Yeah, okay.
I think that's it. I didn't want to get it wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe I know that.
The Lone Ranger rides again.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, at the halftime, I was standing in line to get a glass of wine and saw some friends.
At halftime? Is that what you just said?
Well, halftime, yes. I said halftime. You said halftime.
Halftime and intermission.
Yeah. Intermission. Good Lord.
I don't know. I was just thinking, okay, there's something about an opera they're not telling me.
And I got chatting with the gentleman, Mark. He said, oh, I listened to your show on Monday, sir. Really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. He said, you tell some great stories. He said, but you never talk about the magazine.
I said that to him.
I said, yeah, you're right. So, for Mark, I just mentioned the magazine.
Well, I told him, and when Malcolm walked in today, I said, okay, let me get this straight. Do you not want to talk about your publications? Because I think last week we chatted, and I realized by the end of the show we had not talked about any of it.
We will next week.
Okay. Well, you've got Downtown Crowd out now, which is a great paper that you can find out all the activities and events in Pensacola, which is great.
Yes. It is great.
Help me out here, Malcolm.
But we also need to mention what's happening downtown with the streetscape.
Yes. What do you think? Well, I know you had some mixed feelings about it going into it.
I have mixed feelings about the end result. I don't think it's in keeping with the historic downtown. I think we've missed an opportunity, frankly. Our main, apart from the beach, of course, which draws millions of people, we also have a very historic downtown. And I think there was an opportunity to really accent that history. I think we've turned it into a little bit of a mall. That's personal opinion, and not everybody agrees, and that's fine. Now we've started work. It's a reality, so I'm for it.
Okay.
If it improves Pensacola, I'm for it. I'm not one of those that wants to see it fail. I want it to be hugely successful.
And I understand what you're saying. For me, one of the things I think is really great is that they are paying attention to the American Disabilities Act and making it accessible for people who couldn't have access before.
Yes.
So I do love that aspect of it.
Yes.
So at least they're putting some thought into those kinds of things.
The only regrettable part just now is that it is affecting business downtown. Talking to some business owners, it's had an impact. Now, they're not too concerned. It isn't devastating, but business is definitely down. And so I guess the one thing I want to say is don't read headlines only when you see, you know, Palafox Street closed.
They're open for business. And free
for
parking
business
has been a genius thing.
Correct.
So I was down there last week and I was able to park for free. And I thought, this is great, because it really encouraged me to go to one of the businesses right there.
And the ironic thing is that most businesses are accessed from the rear. For instance, I was at the wine bar. People park on Jefferson in
right,
the parking
lot. Right, that area behind it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And across the street, the Breezeway and Global Grill, all of those businesses, most of them you can access from the rear, certainly in the from Romano up to Garden Street.
Right, right.
So it really doesn't change too much in terms of.
But I do think there's been a wonderful awareness. I've talked to a couple of folks and said that they are aware of people making that effort to come downtown. I know that they're doing the Tuesday, the Mardi Gras Tuesday line thing on Tuesdays to get people to come on down and parade. And so there's some things happening. There's still going to be a gallery night, I believe. So that's the good news.
A little different, but
we're going to keep trying to keep things alive and well there.
The good news is on Saturday, I ate at the wine bar before we walked down to the symphony, and they were pretty much packed.
Good. That's a good sign.
But it was a beautiful evening, nice and warm.
Well, it's going to be a little chilly this week.
Yes.
Here we go. And, Florida weather.
And you never know if business is really being affected by that or by the weather.
Well, it's also winter time, so I mean January, February, typically in this area. Thanks for our snowbirds that keep us alive in our area that come down. So we love you, our snowbirds, if you're listening this morning. But yeah, that makes a big difference. But it is a slower time of the year too.
Yeah.
So if you were ever going to do this, this would be the right time. Yeah. Okay, so we have some tickets to give away, I believe.
We have 4 tickets to Saturday evening.
This coming Saturday?
Yes.
Okay.
We've already given away Friday.
Right.
I shall be there on Friday, actually. Not in my seats. We gave them away. I'm going to be with the with Cat Country.
Yeah, we got our whole crew from Cat Country News Radio is going to be going to the game Friday night.
Yeah.
It's really going to be a fun bunch.
Yeah.
What's the theme Friday?
It's not music. What's the country?
Country. Oh, well, there you go. That's Cat Country. Yeah. Hello.
Country music.
Who'd have thunk it?
So you'll know exactly where the Cat Country people are because it's where all the noise is coming from.
The rowdiness.
That's raucous noise.
That's exactly right. But then you have tickets for Saturday, so that's this Saturday.
Tickets for
the
Saturday.
17th.
Which I think is Wiener Dog Race.
Yes, that's what you said last time. This Wiener Race.
Well, it's always my favorite.
Too cute.
Now then, if you were listening earlier, remember I warned you.
Yes.
I said, remember what I said.
Okay.
The question is, well, first of all, you have to text in your email address, phone number, name, and the answer to this very, very difficult question. What opera is Pensacola performing this month? It's actually the 23rd and the 25th, I think.
Okay.
I mentioned it earlier.
All right. What number of texts would you like to me to pick for the winner?
No, let's always go for number one. Fastest off the draw.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. 850-437-1620. Name the opera that is coming up this month with the Pensacola Opera Company that Malcolm just mentioned. We have to have the name and your name, your email, and... Okay, someone got it, sent one in, but it's not quite the right one. It's this coming opera.
This January.
This January. Okay, you were close.
Not the one in March.
Not the one in March, but the one in January. Okay.
try again quickly.
Okay, all right, here we go. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, as these texts are flying in.
Ooh.
Let's see. Come on, hang on. Okay. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. All right, we have a winner. And it is Jacques in Gulf Breeze.
Oh,
okay.
Well done.
So he got it right, La Traviata.
Yep.
Okay, so Jacques, if you can send me your full name, that would be great. And you need the email, and what was the other information? Full name, email and the phone number. I've got
phone number, yes.
Okay.
So then I can either text or email the tickets to them, I will do this afternoon.
Excellent. Okay, Jacques, you are the winner, Jacques in Gulf Breeze, with the number that ends in 2109. So congratulations. You got four tickets for this Saturday night to see the Ice Flyers on Wiener Dog Night.
Wiener Dog. We should have offered bonus points to name the composer.
Well, I feel bad. The first one in said Oklahoma, and that is correct, but
it's not the first one. It's the second.
Yes, it's the second one. All right. We got a winner, so congratulations. Thanks to everybody that texted in. Lots of texts coming in this morning, so we appreciate you listening. Going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Malcolm Ballinger on Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and we are congratulating Jacques, I guess is the nickname that we have on file here, Christian. Congratulations again on winning four tickets to see the Ice Flyers this Saturday. It's going to be Wiener Dog Night, and so that's going to be a lot of fun. So thanks, Malcolm, for doing the giveaways, because it really is great that we are able to do that.
The Ice Flyers games are such fun. I've said this, I think, several times, at the risk of repeating myself too many times. It's a great family night. It's really impressive to see so many young families having fun.
Well, they have a great announcer that gets the crowd all riled up and everybody starts dancing and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. It's a lot of fun. It really is. So you have to go there and just be uninhibited. Just get into it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just... get out all of those inhibitions. Just scream and shout and yell, stamp your feet, and just have a good old time.
There's so many great things here in Pensacola that you can do just to have fun.
Yes.
Year round. That's the amazing thing.
And one other that we should mention before we have to go.
Yes, sir.
Coming up, we'll talk more about it in future shows, is Pensacon.
Yes, coming up.
That's coming up
They
really
have
soon.
Some big time guests coming this year, too.
Mm.
Very exciting.
There's some that even I recognize. Jack Osborne, I know.
I know, right?
I liked his dad.
Yeah. Ozzy. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Pam Grier.
Yep, I know who she is.
From those movies, I guess
way
in the 80s or something.
Way back.
Long time ago.
Way 70s even.
Yeah.
I think. Well, the one I'm thinking of anyway.
And so lots of other...
What are the dates on it this year, Malcolm?
It is the 20th through the 22nd of February.
And tickets are on sale now.
Yes. So. And I believe they may... I don't think they're sold out yet, but I know they're selling like crazy.
I think the weekend pass, VIP passes were sold out. Mm-hmm. I think I heard that, but I believe the dailies are still available.
But they're going to be sold out before
today.
So if you want to go,
get your tickets. And if you want to know all about the publications with Ballinger Publishing, you can go to
ballingerpublishing.com.
There you go.
And just to mention Pensacola Magazine one more time.
Yes, sir. Is it on the stands now? Newsstands now?
Yes.
Okay, so you can get that January issue. Malcolm, thanks for being here on Mondays. It's always a great way to start the week when you're here.
Thank you.